Well, my first night out. This is in Austria. Just crossed the border yesterday. I don't know, 9:30 in the evening. And I walked until 1 o'clock in the night. After being in prison in Switzerland, I felt such an urge to just walk. What are those mountains there? Probably Switzerland. Well, Switzerland is a dictatorship. I mean, they dictate, you can see it all, they dictate what you can think, what you can say, how you're going to express yourself. They dictate it all. That's where the word dictatorship is from. They put you in prison if they don't agree, you know, if you don't just copy what the Swiss tell you to say. They dictate what you want, what you can say and what you can't say. That's Switzerland. So apparently this is the border where the stones start here. Yeah. And I came from there, from Austria here. And I just wanted to find a place to sleep. I didn't even know I got to Switzerland. So I slept there, back to Switzerland. Damn. So this guy here told me this all the way here. And he saw some border patrol as well. But I mean, who would say this is a border? So I came from here in the middle of the night, and this is Switzerland. Well, who would, excuse my French, who would know that? And stupid me, being glad, being in Germany, and spending the night back in Switzerland. Can you imagine? If I would have known, I wouldn't have shut an eye in the night. Mistletoe. So that's Austria. Well, I was walking that way last night from there, and I crossed here and I thought I'm in Austria, didn't see anything. Across there, here we see the path. I slept in bloody Switzerland again on the other side of the dip here. Imagine. There's some Austrian folk music. Probably have a lot of brawls every night. Like in the Hitler beer cellar. Oh, let's go on marching. Hello, is that Austria? Who do you think is living here? Two pyramids, two step pyramids, and the world domination. It's so obvious. I'm hitchhiking here. Somebody takes me. Here are some other two hitchhikers. They've got a tarp. Fascinating thing here. In the middle of November. And I was sleeping here. The petrol station is there. We didn't make it any further last night. It's just a bash over it. Here in Austria, there's my petrol station there. And I spent 2 days waiting at the other petrol station as before. And it's really hot here. It's like the phone. They call it the warm wind from the Mediterranean, in spite of the fact that it's full of snow here. So they've been chemtrailing the whole day here in this little village where I'm here in Austria. And look what it does, you know, before it was just all blue sky. And then the clouds come. That was the church like before. They're all chemtrails. Well, let's have a look there. Is that a castle or what is that? In Schwaz in Austria. Catholic nuns, why not really? Was that a bodybuilder or what? Interesting. Fleur de Lis. At the mayor's office. Verrathaus. The square and compass. There too. The hexagon. Hello, Isis. There again. From 1931. Double X. This is probably Freemason Lodge. And a lot of chemtrails here. It was beautiful weather before. And chemtrails, and it all gets cloudy. And even the name reminds us of Switzerland, which they call Schwyz. You know, these are ethnic Swiss here. This is probably still Vorarlberg, you know, or near it. The only difference is an A for an I. Like Switzerland, Schwarzerland, you know. It's all the same here. And actually every time, you know, they arrest me, like, you know, putting guns on my head, you know. It's so tiring, you know, it cost me all my energy, you know. And they feel so great, you know. The cop probably thought these, you know, putting three guns on my head. They probably thought, like, wow, you know, I felt like Bruce Willis for a while. You know, it gave me so much energy. And I was exhausted afterwards, you know, and the time after. It's like, you know, and especially if you have to count with it, they can do it any moment again, you know, for the last 4 years. But of course, Switzerland never did anything wrong, you know. They're so clean and innocent, they never did anything. There's no Nazi gold, nothing. So this is in Austria, not very far from the Swiss border. Well, it says Switzerland here, Schwyz. And they even have the same number plates, you know, like Schwyz, SZ. As in Switzerland, as for the canton of Schwyz. Well, it's all the same, you know. Switzerland is a lot bigger than we think. So this is the sign, you know, like a sticker you need to have to go on the motorway in Austria. You see, this is the aristocracy, you know. This is the symbol of the of Pharaoh, of the nobility. It's just like in the old days, you know, like you have to pay toll if you want a couple of knights standing there, and you say, well, you have to pay toll if you want to pass here. Nothing really changed, you know. So this is me hitchhiking here. It's like 2000 hours in the evening or something. Yeah. You know, the Primae Noctis, you know, they had the genetics like injected like into the people, like, you know, with the first rite or the le droit du seigneur. And then they kept an eye on all those, you know, descendants who were like half pharaonic but not like initiated, so they could like have a job, you know, for the police and, you know, protect and security or some other office. And this is how they did it. And all the other people who didn't have any pharaonic genetics, they just died in the Horus matrix, you know, to get rid of them. You see that crown Well, that's three, because of Isis, Horus, and Seth on that eagle or reptilian or whatever it is. So, you understand? So all those people who were not pharaonic, who didn't have anything pharaonic at all, they just died in the Horus Matrix, like on Omaha Beach, the 666. You see, they're human hands, workers' hands, you know, and we are in chains. You see, they're two, workers' hands. And that's them on top. It's them with the crown. So we have to work for them, see? And we are in chains. That's the whole idea. There's probably a lot more to say as well. And another night in Austria. I have to take the small road, you know, because I want to go to Poland. I want to go to Auschwitz. That's my aim. And I don't want to go over Germany, over the motorway. So I have to go through the mountains here in Austria. It takes a lot of time, but it's fun. Met some real nice people. I met a Croatian guy. He gave me 20 euros. He gave me a real nice Big Mac and all things like that. Well, I couldn't eat that every day, but sometimes it's okay, yeah. I would never go there with my children, you know. And, you know, the German police, especially in Bavaria, they're very bad, you know. They're always picking on hitchhikers. You have to take all your gear out, so I just want to avoid it. I don't know, 15 years ago, I had a couple of brawls there, you know. So, and they're always right, you know, it's like, Bavaria is like, you know, very much like Switzerland. They provoke you, you know, and you finish the fight and they're always right. Yeah. So my aim of this, my destiny here, my aim is to, I want to spend the night in Auschwitz inside. Not to disrespect it or anything, on the contrary. And I made a big sign, it says Auschwitz made in Switzerland. I'm gonna put it up, I'm gonna show all those people. And this is, you know, this, it was so typical Swiss. I've proven to you, all the top responsibles who were Swiss and the way they hid it, you know, and they gave all those poor people hope until the very end, until they had to take the shower, you know, they hid it until the end there, which is so typical Swiss, you know, that's the way they do it. They even hid it from the Germans. I've got a bloody hole in my underwear. So I had to get myself another one. Got it for free somehow. Oh dear, time to go. So the Austrian guy who let me out last night, he let me out here. And he said, it's nice and quiet. And it did, it looks perfect. Look at the lawn. But it is too perfect. You know, somebody might come here, have a rendezvous, you know, and meet up in the night. You got the car light shining on your tent suddenly, or queers getting here, you know. So just a few hundred meters further down here, there's a meadow. So that's where I planted my tent. Just out of sight, you know. Oh, so I was sleeping next to the cops here. I was sleeping there, just there. Yeah. Here they don't seem to bother, you know. In Switzerland they would be all crawling over me. Bastards. So I got this from Sasha, the Croatian guy. He bought me two triple burgers, a Big Mac and a Coke and chips. And of course it's a good story, you know. I told him, well, I'm on the side. He asked me, well, why didn't you work? Why don't you work? I said, well, I don't have a work permit. And I said, well, I can't go back to my wife and children because of my YouTube videos. And they sent me an anti-terrorist squad because of that. And I mean, I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. I'm not a person that likes lying. You know, I don't, you know. So, yeah, so that makes a good story. Immediately, in the beginning, he was, you know, like blocking off, and then he's like, come on. When he heard that about the anti-terrorist squad, he said, come on, we're going to eat, you know. And he gave me 20 euros in this here. So, I mean, a gypsy would be proud of this story, eh? But it's not a lie. I wouldn't lie, you know. I don't like lying. A hotel is called Licht, light, like an Illuminati. And here's two times the temple is V. I don't know what it is. We've got that symbol. So I'm here in Kitzbühel, the famous Kitzbühel in Austria. A unicorn in Kitzbühel, so a lot of money here, a lot of nobility. I suppose the royal family coming in, all that. That's the other side, is nothing really, just lots of money. That's interesting. I was just sitting here on the graveyard in Kitzbühel, the famous Kitzbühel, a horrible place. And then I saw this here, all this Tibetan sort of stuff here. And then it says here, the guy, he was a Tibetan well, he went there, you know, to probably with the Nazis, with the Annenerbe, you know. So when he was like in his 30s, you know, that was in the 1930s or 1940s, probably with Otto Rahn or the other bloke who was in the SS, like. So I'll have a look when I come back. Peter Aufschneider. Forscher, that means he was investigating in Tibet. It's not really the word, I'm sorry. It slips my mind. Okay, I'm here in horrible Kitzbühel. Hello, ISIS. Pharaonic hands. The M symbol, like the M hand. So this is in Kitzbühel. It's horrible here. Car. It says car, which is the soul when you're alive, you know. This is pharaonic, reptilian, cold, money only. I don't want to stay here a minute longer. It says the Black Eagle, the Black Nobility. You see the Templar's V on top of it. So they make a distinction between normal eagles and Black Eagles. Three times, Isis, Horus and Set. Nobility all over here. Vici Capace. They like all this royal stuff here. Money, money, money. Basic apaches. It's a bakery. A royal bakery. Sun hieroglyph of the pharaohs. Smells like Nazi Germany, you know, but they're not as sly as the Swiss, I tell you. Triangle of the Freemasons. Sun hieroglyph in another way. All this eagle stuff all over. Fuck off. That was so on Euroglyph. It's all over, you know. Why don't you piss off? Go on. Austrian Nazis. Mauthausen. They're very similar to the Swiss. They're not as refined, you know. Probably a soccer match. Some people died here. It looks like the whole family, three persons, a baby and everything. What is it? No, it's not. Probably a car accident opposite the castle. There's a nice road going into the castle. Let's have a look. And another night outside. There somewhere is the castle of Emperor Sisi. If you turn that around, you get ISIS. This is my aim. I want to hang this up in Auschwitz. That's why I'm going. The Swiss are gonna love this. Put some stickers on it, you know, because it's a sensitive place, so, you know. So they know I really hated what they did there. Yeah. Well, so that's my aim. I'm here in Bad Ischl. So it was my first night in Poland here. I'm not very far from Auschwitz. I drove with the German guy all the way. I hardly saw any of Czechoslovakia, or what is it, Czech Republic. And except for a supermarket. So that was a good ride. In the supermarket they sell beer in 1.5 liter plastic bottles. And apparently the Czechs, they are the biggest beer drinkers in the world. Oh, I can see that. So the German guy who bought that for me, and some bread, and some, he invited me for a bite in Kentucky Fried Chicken. That was Georg. So had a very good ride all the way from Vienna, before Vienna, all the way to Poland. Came here in the middle of the night, went to sleep at 2 in the morning. So on the map it said it's just opposite the gates of Auschwitz, just 50 meters on the other side of the road, and they call it the House of Dialogue. It's a Catholic monastery or something, Franciscan I think. But if you get in here, you know, they say it's a hotel, and we are quite busy, they say, you know. So I suppose it's like Catholic, you know, hypocrisy, you know, no dialogue at all. It's all about hypocrisy and just big money, you know. So, don't know what I'm doing here. The House of Dialogue can make me laugh. Well, it's quite sad, actually. What a misery. What a misery. The House of Dialogue. Yeah, oh, it's another way to attract tourists, eh? So here at the House of Dialogue, they've got a nice garden here. Apparently it's a campsite as well. So I asked them, you know, can I put my tent here then? So, well, you have to pay. No, so I have no money. Well, no money, no sleep, you know. So that's the human compassion of the Catholic Church, really. There isn't any. Bloody hypocrites. And I really wonder, anyway, what's the Catholic Church doing here next to Auschwitz, you know? This big house here. You know, I suppose basically they're just here because there's energy, you know? the energy of human misery. And they still haven't learned what compassion, what human compassion is, you know. Couldn't even sleep in their nice lawn. Yeah. Bloody reptilians. Just living off the energy of human misery. Just making a party out of Auschwitz. That's what it is, basically. Just a social gathering, you know? As if the Pope ever did, you know, did anything, you know. He didn't move a finger for the people in here, you know. Just on the other side, Auschwitz is just on the other side of the road. Well, it's my first night in Auschwitz. There's a sort of a monastery. Well, they don't expect God to protect them. They do it themselves, you know. A Carmelite monastery, and behind it is the no dialogue house, and then it's Auschwitz. It's just 200 meters down the block. It's getting colder. So there's that no dialogue Catholic house here. It's huge, it's an institution, huh? There's the monastery, and I slept just behind there, where the trees are. And this is Auschwitz. Now, what are they doing? I mean, the Catholic Church, they organized, together with the Swiss, the Red Line, with the Templars. So, what are they doing here? What kind of... Oh, I don't want to spill any more words over it. Here it says, dialogu. I mean, dialogue. You know, it says on the map as well. They wouldn't even let me sleep in the garden, you know, no money, no sleep. So there are the SS barracks. The guy I filmed, André Ginsbittel, but YouTube took it off. Probably the Nazi Odessa organization had probably interfered somehow because I put his name in it. And so it's right on the other side, this weird building here. You know, the Catholic Church was so deep in it, in the red line. It's just opposite it. Yeah, they walk around here smiling and, you know, no dialogue at all. It's all a trap. Even in Poland, they're so rich now, they let all the apples rot. Really? They just let it rot all over. There too. That's Auschwitz there. So here's the lake of Auschwitz. Auschwitz. It's not very far. It's an exfiltrator. I've been walking around along the railway partly when the road stopped because of the lake here. I really didn't feel safe here. Like, I was seeing all those cops today there, and after being arrested by the Auschwitz police. So rather take the long way in the safe side, you know. Okay, well, here's a bridge, see where I can get. Just exfiltrating. Oh, my socks are wet. I have to put on my wet socks. My everything is wet. Well, so I'm about, I don't know, about 30 kilometers maybe away from Auschwitz. Hitchhiking doesn't work here. Nobody takes me. So, well, I found a nice place here. So I was walking there on the way, hitchhiking. Nobody took me. And it's difficult to hitchhike in Poland. So I found this very nice little forest here. So I put my tent here. I made a mistake though. as I was so tired, I took the, you know, the plastic cover, it was all sucked, all rainy and all wet, you know, of my backpacks inside. So it all sucked it all up, you know, in the night. I should have left it like here in the opening with my shoes and my socks. So, well, let's see where it gets me today. At least I'm far away from the Auschwitz prosecution, you know, the Auschwitz police. Wow, man. Well, anyway, Poland is the land of pogroms, you know. Yeah, well, because of nothing. So I made it to a petrol station here. This is the Polish police, the same ones who arrested me. Well, I mean the same company. So they have octagon as well, octagon. It's like the Auschwitz police, you know. So it's templates, it's always octagon, you know. Why do you think they do this, you know? Just like it's a coincidence or what? So yesterday I hitchhiked from Poland through Czech Republic, Slovakia, and here in Austria. This is Linz. It's quite a big town behind it there. And it's the first time in a while I see some clear skies and some sunshine. It's a bit chilly though. Because when I woke up in Poland, I came in the night with that German guy hitchhiking, Georg. There was a heavy fog all over the place, and then the moment there was the day after, not the next day, but the day after. I sneaked into Auschwitz, jumping the fence 2 times, you know, like escaping Auschwitz the inverse way. Heavy rain started. The very moment I got in there, it started to rain, and it didn't stop for days and days and days. It got real cold. So this is Austria, sunny. The only thing, you know, the weather I saw in Poland was a heavy fog, heavy rains. So actually I wanted to sleep in the forest, you know, I like forest, but in the night I saw all these logs lying there. It's all over, you know, all logs. Like that, big one, even bigger ones, you know, like there. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it's not a good idea after all, you know, to sleep there. I don't know what the state of the trees are, you know, imagine waking up and hear yourself shouting timber, you know. So that's Linz. Well, there it says Linz. So there's my motorway. I'm gonna hitchhike there. The petrol station, I have to go to the other side, there's a tunnel. McDonald's all over. Okay. So I'm going that way. So visiting Auschwitz was quite a disaster. I didn't even make it inside. Well, at least I can, you know, I've done it, so I can forget it, you know. I mean, forget the idea of going there. Yeah. It was a circus there. It's like it was like prostitutes in the Holocaust, and with those security clowns being the pimps. You know, it's all about money, business. You know, no serious people laughing, young people making selfies, and you know, there's no time to grieve. You know, you would like to meet other people, serious people, to grieve. You know, and well, there isn't, you know, just hordes of tourists, and they're not serious, you know. Of course, they're kids, you know, kids want to make fun, it's normal. They shouldn't force them in there. That's what Auschwitz is about, you know, people getting forced into Auschwitz. In those days, they got forced, you know, like being killed there, and now they get forced, you know, to with the school to see it, you know, otherwise they get punished, or it's wrong, it's not good. They should have called it the Black Bloc, actually. Yeah. Nice. Back in Austria. 7.1. That's good for breakfast. Good. Let's shave myself. You know, about Auschwitz, I've got the right to mourn there as well. And I did a much longer trip than somebody coming from New York, you know, or from South America or from Israel. I did a pilgrimage for, you know, 2 weeks, you know, hitchhiking, sleeping outside because I don't have any money. So I have a damn right to go mourning there as well, because I also lost my grandfather due to the Nazis in 1942. He fought the Nazis in the British Army, so I have a right too. I have more right than all the Huns walking there around again, you know, stealing the show there, still running the show with all, you know, in Auschwitz in 2014. So the whole world is upside down with all those security clowns all over, pimping Auschwitz, you know. The whole thing is, the whole world has been turned into a security. I mean, this is what the Nazis wanted anyway. You know, decent people don't get in there. And all the clowns with their selfies and laughter, they all get in there, you know. This is what the Nazis wanted, you know, and this is what they got. Yeah. So I went two weeks hitchhiking, sleeping in the cold, getting wet, you know. For nothing. Not for nothing, but they didn't let me in. So, I'll just stick here with my beer, my 7.1% beer. And here's, of course, my good old travel companion, which got me through. You know, I did two weeks of hardcore hitchhiking to Auschwitz with no money. Sleeping rough. I hitchhiked the whole damn way. No. And didn't even get in. You know? My father never saw his father. You know, he was too young. He missed his father his whole life because of the Nazis. Because his father fought the Nazis, you know, during the Second World War, and he died in 1942. So can't I go there and mourn inside, you know? Those security clowns, they looked in my bag, they saw everything. I mean, you know, what can I do, you know? Neo-Nazis, they come in the night anyway. And then they even presumed that if I was a Nazi, you know, I should have smacked them, you know? You can't, you know? They run the show, you know? They pull the strings, you know? And afterwards, they've probably been talking as they got my Swiss Schengen ID. They've probably been talking to the Swissies, you know, probably telling them a bunch of lies, you know, as the Swissie always lie. They always lie, you know. So this is Auschwitz, you know. I would have filmed some more there, but, you know, the weather was so hard, the conditions were rough, you know. I felt like persecuted there, you know. So it was raining, I had to put up the umbrella. It's just not to have, you know. Well, I'm sorry. So I'm just, you know. Just sip my beer here instead. You know. The world is for the victors, isn't it? Yeah. The Nazis, you know. They won the war. Oh yeah, look at it, you know. You know, I had a rough 2 weeks, you know, and just finishing my beers here, recollecting my thoughts and experiences. Finally sitting in the sun, you know, after having my feet wet, you know, for days and days. And what a shame it is, you know. You saw in the video how these, the camp police, they're having octagon badges, you know. That's Templar stuff. I've shown you this in Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, in my video here. And Auschwitz made in Switzerland, how the Swiss Templars, how they finance Auschwitz and how they organize the whole thing. So Auschwitz was financed and organized by the Templars. And now these Templar dudes, you know, they walk around with the Templar badges inside Auschwitz, telling me or asking me if I am a Nazi. You know, I definitely, you know, I could do them. I could do them for it, you know. It's, and they know what they're doing. They are initiated, I tell you. Now they, you know, they're making a living out of it, you know. Out of the death they brought. So Auschwitz was financed by the Templars, who always built their Templars castles and temples, you know, in an octagonal form, just as Hitler's eagle's nest. And now they walk around with this octagon badge inside Auschwitz, you know, and hypocritically asking me if I am a Nazi, you know. The bastards, I tell you. What a bunch of bastards. How humiliating that was for me. Standing there calling the cops, it was raining, I felt miserable and tired, you know, of being chased away there, and then, you know, with all death around, you know, and, well, cut. So after my two strong beers, you know, I've got everything here. This is where I slept, on the hill somewhere there. That's the supermarket where I got my beer. I can't really see it. There's the motorway where I go hitchhiking. But I was hungry after those two beers. So this is a Turkish, you know. The last time I was here last week, I did this one here. So I did the Turkish kebab, you know. So I some customers here, but they're all like, you know, like this guy from Hungary here. They're like this, you know, they don't know it from home. And then I asked the Turkish guy, he said, my chief is not there, you know. I asked a lot of people. And with my gear, you know, I look like somebody's, with my beard and all that, I look like somebody coming back from Syria, from the jihad, you know. So I told them some things I, you know, I learned when I was in Afghanistan. Like, so when he said, my boss is not here, you know, I said, like, shaitan, you know, I mean, devil, Satan. And then I said, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu an la Muhammad Rasulullah. And I said, La ilaha illallah wadahulla mulku. Well, I don't remember it now after those two beers. But anyway, it worked, you know. All of a sudden, he came with the kebab, you know. Yeah, this is how I hitchhiked my way. This is how I hitchhiked my way around, you know. Just, you know, do the lingo in all lingos, you know what to say, yeah? So that's why I'm going now, go some hitchhiking. Go back to Octagon. Hello. There we go, hey. Surviving, hey. But it was nice. So I told him Teşekkürler. Teşekkürler arkadaş, güle güle. It means thank you, brother. Güle güle means bye bye. I really do thank him. It was a real nice kebab. It was all free. And this is the way to travel without any money, you know. Bye bye. Cut. So that was my kebab place, you know. Thank you, brother. There's my petrol station. I have to go to the other way, to the other side. And I could write a book, you know, how to kebab your way through Europe. Okay. Another castle. Austria is full of castles of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. It was huge. There's the Sun hieroglyph in another way. Well, they know what they're doing. They are masters. They're everywhere. They look down upon us. You know, they don't talk with us. They don't marry with us. They only marry, have children among each other. And there are no civil marriages, you know. They just pretend that it is a civil marriage, but it isn't. They're everywhere. They are the ones who are everywhere. So, it's here in Austria. Trying to get further. Oh, it says Schloss Trautenfels. Fels, it means a rock. Trauten, I think it's a fish. It's probably a river next to it. So that it's the rock, you know. Yeah. They're the ones, all right. There's another castle. It's full of castles here. Schloss Bichlan. And I just passed that place where they've been, you know, where they said the Nazi gold went in. The Toplitz Lake, or Zee Toplitz. But I didn't want to get out, you know. My petrol station and the motorway. Well, there's not much going on there. And the river. Camping out, a nice lawn here in Austria. On the way back to Switzerland.